So, physical evidence says that humankind underwent this mysterious process 160,000 years ago, and our bodies have changed very little. That's the what. The why states in the text that humankind was created to hold the spark or the light or the spirit or the essence of a soul. So when we ask the question, who are we? It's very fair to answer that question by simply saying we appear to be the very precise genetic recipe that's required in this world for the soul to inhabit the bodies of Earth. We appear to be the very precise recipe of DNA, genes, and chromosomes that it takes to create the physical vessel to hold the power of the soul in this world. And the message of our cells within the DNA is the physical expression. Think about this, if you will. Is the physical expression of what surrounds us. We're told that this spirit, this field of God, permeates all of creation and surrounds us. The DNA now tells us, literally in text, that we are the physical expression of that spirit that surrounds us. Through the message in our cells, we're gaining greater and greater clues into the mystery of who we are. So what I'd like to do is let that piece of information settle just for a moment, shift gears a little bit, and bring into the mix a discussion of another code that many people have asked whether or not this is somehow related to the name of God in our bodies, to the God code within. And this is the information of what is called now the Bible code. I'm sure many of you have heard of the Bible code, a very controversial book and series of studies from some of the world's most respected mathematicians that suggest that perhaps there is, in fact, an ancient message or series of messages encoded into the original versions of the Bible as well. And people ask me, how do these two codes relate, or do they relate? Well, let me describe, if you will, the Bible code a little bit, and then I can answer that question. And then that will take us precisely where we'd like to go into how we use this in our lives. Exactly, how do we apply this in our lives? The Bible code is based upon the first five books of the Hebrew Bible, and it's called the Torah. Also the first five books of the Christian Old Testament, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Those five books, the Torah, are believed to have been received intact by Moses on Sinai somewhere between 3,200, maybe 3,800 years ago. They were originally received, the Torah was originally received as one long, continuous string of Hebrew letters, precisely 304,805 letters. So the original Torah now, Torah scholars and researchers believe through their interpretations of the translation, believe that the original Torah, it wasn't given to this world as paragraphs and sentences, perhaps the way we see them today. It was offered as a continuous string of Hebrew letters with no punctuation, no vowels, 304,805 letters. So what the mathematicians have done is to recreate that sense of the Torah by arranging the Torah into 64 rows with 4,772 letters in each row, giving us those 304,805 letters. So they made a matrix. What they did was they made a matrix out of the Torah. And through very sophisticated computer software, they're able to search in very precise ways for what are believed to be hidden messages in the Bible. Well, the Bible code first gained national attention November of 1995, because in the Bible code, for thousands of years, there had been a prediction of an assassination of an Israeli prime minister, Yitzhak Rabin. And the Bible code is very specific. It said if Yitzhak Rabin were to give a public speech at a particular location on a particular day, that a man who was named in the Bible code would assassinate him on that day. And Yitzhak Rabin knew of this, and he believed that if it was his time, it was his time. The researchers shared this with him and said, Mr. Rabin, please don't give your speech on this day. And Yitzhak Rabin said, if it's written in the Bible, then it is to be. He gave his speech on the way to giving his speech, rather. A man who was actually named in the Bible code, his name was Amir, A-M-I-R, emerged from the crowd and shot Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin. And he subsequently died from those wounds. The Bible code had predicted this in a form that has been here over 3,000 years. And this got the attention of many of the Israeli authorities as well as bona fide researchers. They began to look into the code, and what they found was that many things have been predicted in the code. The 1991 Gulf War, the date that it began, the countries that would be involved, the word Scud, S-C-U-D, describing the Scud missiles, is actually encoded into the Bible code, the Scud missiles that were launched from Iraq into Israel during this time. The stock market crash of 1929, the 1992 election of President Clinton, the Nixon, Watergate, Hitler, Auschwitz, all of these things are encoded as hidden sequences in the Torah matrix. And it's not just the bad things, a lot of good things. World Series events, the teams that are playing. So I'm not implying that these are only bad things that are in here. Make a long story very brief. The ancient Torah scholars state that the Torah is a matrix. It's a map that was given to the people of this world of all that has ever been, all that will be, and all that will is yet to be, encoded in a way that once we recognize it, we'll be able to understand how that works. So the question is, how does the God code in ourselves relate to this Bible code, or does it? Well, the one way that it does relate is that both are linked in the Hebrew language. Just as the Torah appears to have been given as a continuous string of characters with no punctuation and no vowels, it appears that the message in ourselves is written precisely the same way. Our genetic code is literally, when we translate it into the letters, is literally the ancient string of information that was left to us. Well, the way that these codes work is something called equidistant letter sequences, a very technical sounding name for something informally called skip codes. And what I'd like to do, I don't want to spend a lot of time on how this works. If you're interested in knowing more about this, there was a fascinating technical paper that was released in 1994. And I'll give you the reference right here. It's called Equidistant Letter Sequences in the Book of Genesis by Doron Whitsum, Elihu Rips, and Yoav Rosenberg, published in Statistical Science, 1994, Volume 9, Number 3, page 429. And it describes what are called skip codes, where if you start with a certain letter in the Torah, and you go a certain number of letters, and then take the letter that it lands upon, and then you go that number of letters again and take the number it lands upon, you pull those letters out, you begin to have words that have meaning. For example, if you go into the ancient Torah, beginning with the first letter of Genesis, and when you come to the first letter T, put a circle around it in the book, and then you skip 50 letters, and you come to the next letter, and it is an O, put a circle around it. And then you skip 50 more letters, and you come to the next letter, and it is an R, and you put a circle around it. And the next 50 letters will put you with a letter that is the equivalent of an A. And then the next is the H. And what you find is the word Torah is actually encoded into the book of Genesis. And the same thing happens in the book of Exodus. The same thing happens in the book of Numbers, in the book of Deuteronomy. Leviticus works a little differently, and there's a reason for that that I won't go into here today. So that's just to give you some idea of how these skip codes work. And now that computers can do the searches, we can find this information very quickly. It only works in the Torah. Researchers have tried this in telephone books. They've tried it in the Book of War and Peace, in great literary works. There's something about the way the letters are arranged in the Torah that make it unique and give us this kind of information. Is it controversial? You bet. Is there something there? The odds are in favor of there being something beyond chance. It certainly warrants further investigation. So why am I sharing this with you now? What does it have to do with the God code, the message in ourselves? Well, it is in the Torah sequences that it actually talks about the DNA and its relationship to the human body. And I'd like to share just a couple of these queries that were made into the Bible code, just to give you an example, and then we'll move on. What the Bible code says, the Torah matrix, it says that in Adam, the first of our kind, is the template or the model. So So the sequence actually says in Adam is the template or the model, and crossing that at 90 degrees, it literally says the DNA code. The DNA code of all life is in Adam. It's the model. It's the template. In another place, when the search is done on the words, the creation of man, the creation of man, it's a sequence that actually comes up in the Bible code, crossing right through at 90 degree angles, the creation of man, the Bible code says, I gave it to you as an inheritance. I am God. So the creation of man was the question. And what the Bible code says, the sequence that it found, literally says, I gave it to you. I gave you the creation as an inheritance. I am God. So this is just a little bit more information. I'd like to share this from many different perspectives. You can research this on your own. You can form your own opinions. I want you to know that all this information is out there. So what does all of this information say to us? We have spoken about science. We've talked about ancient texts. If we were to sum all of this up in just a couple of sentences, what is it telling us right now?